Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Leave it to Jesus to pick a teachable moment at a banquet. You have to love that confidence. Bit of a teachable moment today. In studying the Old Testament, one thing that you realize is that there are many kingdoms involved throughout the course of time that the Old Testament covers. And one thing is clear, they seem to do quite well as long as the kingdom itself and its rulers are focused on serving and focused on taking care of their people and or focused on themselves in a kingdom that's focused on personal need. Those, regardless of how large and how mighty and how powerful, to this day have all vanished. They're all gone. Even the Israelites, as they wandered through the wilderness and ultimately were given the promised land, you will find that they prospered only when they sought Yahweh or when they sought to serve one another. Moses was a leader, but Moses was there to serve the people. Joshua was a leader, but Joshua was there to serve the people, to hold them together and keep them focused on God. And so it went to the first king, Saul. That started out fairly well, until Saul took it upon himself to do something he shouldn't. And it started to tumble from there. David was no different. Great King David, and he was. But yet he sinned. The difference here is God forgave David, and David's kingdom continued to prosper, but David, on the other hand, did not. But we remember David well. So it passed on to a third. Passed on to Solomon. Started well again. Ended not so much. We hadn't had a divided kingdom. Now, when we have in a north and a south kingdom, the unusual part of that is that when you look at the list of the kings of the North Kingdom, according to my Old Testament instructor, they didn't have a good one. As a matter of fact, grading them from A to F, I think he gave a C minus to one of them. And ultimately, that was the first of the two kingdoms to literally go away. Because they were evil kingdoms with evil kings that sought only for their own purposes. There was a few righteous holdouts within them, and they became the Jewish nation that we know today. But the king part of it, the leader part of it, the service part of it was missing. Now, the southern kingdom, they fared a little bit better because they had bad kings, but they also had a few of them that were good. And so they lasted just a little bit longer, but ultimately succumb to exile as well. We see that all through the Persian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Roman Empire, where they came up, but were there for really all the wrong reasons, and they came down. You're probably wondering right now, what exactly does this have to do with today's gospel? In all of Jesus' teachings, there is a common theme of what the kingdom of heaven looks like and what is truly, truly the gift and the power of Christ's kingdom. Christ's kingdom is not made up of those that get to choose their seats. Christ's kingdom is made up of those who serve. They are made up of those that are humble. They are made up of those that are hospitable. They are made up of those that are generous. And these are often looked at as burdens and things that are hard to do. And at times, in the world that we live in, they are. But they are truly a gift in the sense of how we live and how we make a difference. Because these things are all a part of one word that we've all grown up with, and that's love. Paul writes in Corinthians, and in the end there was faith, hope, and love. And of these, the greatest is love. And under love comes those different categories where we live where we sacrifice our time, our talents, our money, where we make a difference. And that's what we are called to do in today's gospel, is to be humble in service, humble in nature, to be generous, and to be hospitable. This is the kingdom of God. What we are a part of. It is where we belong. We often wonder, does it really matter? Does it make a difference? Do we make a difference? I'm here to tell you this morning, we do. One of the perks, you might say, of this position is that although at times these are things I cannot share, I get the cards. I get the thank you notes. I get the hugs. And this isn't for me, this is for a generous community. It's for a humble community that understands that the ministry is not only on the other side of the world, but it is right here at our door, in humility, in hospitality, and generosity, that it is right here. And it does happen, and we do make a difference. The subject was raised in text study this week, but then that's easy. That's easy. We give as a group, but what do I do? What is my call? How do I make a difference? If Jesus is telling me this on a personal level, then how is it that I make a difference? How do I make that difference in my workplace or in my home or in the community? What is my call? Well, the first thing that I said in answer to that question is that whatever your call may be, don't try to drive the bus. Keep your hands off the steering wheel. Jesus will take care of that. The second thing was to emphasize that each and every one of us has gifts. We all have them. Sometimes we need to explore what those gifts are. But we all have them. But the most important thing we can do until these things are revealed to us is live. Live in love. Live in humility. Be humble. Be generous. Be hospitable. Even in places where it's uncomfortable to do so. That is what our Lord and Savior calls us to be. It's a command that pleases God, but it's not there just to please God. It's there for us and for all around us as well. Because in doing so, we not only enrich others' lives, but we enrich our own as well. It becomes a part of who we are. It singles us out. People know that because of our love, because of our actions, just as in Christ, that we too are a part of Him. And that we too are a part of that kingdom. That's our calling. That is what we are asked to do. But we can do so boldly, knowing that unlike all the other kingdoms that I mentioned as I worked into the sermon, we are a part of the kingdom that shall have no end. We are a part of something that God installed, that God grounds in and through our Lord and Savior, Jesus, and that it's a kingdom that will never end. So we look to be a part of a never-ending kingdom. We look for need. We take it with us in our daily lives. That opportunity arises where and when it makes sense. We share our faith. We hold out a hand. We offer a hug. But you do make a difference in the small things to the big things. It's a part of a kingdom that really will not end. And as our ministry, that doesn't end either. It's a daily thing, it's who we are, and we live in it. May God bless you all in this. Amen.